Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lucian Freud's grandfather was Sigmund Freud. Lucian was an artist whose work was sexually loaded and subject to as rigorous an analysis as his grandfather's patients. What was Lucian Freud saying about that rather large female nude? In 1987, art critic Robert Hughes nominated Lucian Freud the greatest living realist painter. He has died at the age of 88, and we have a wonderful opportunity to take a look at his life with Sebastian Smee, the Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic with the Boston Globe. He wrote a book about Lucian Freud, titled Lucian Freud, and was friends with him as well. So, Sebastian, as we welcome you back into our studios, our condolences.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, how would you characterize him? Here we hear greatest living realist painter. Son of Sigmund Freud.
Grandson,
of Sigmund Freud. Give me your...
Well, I mean, that's one of the things he's most commonly called, the greatest living realist painter. He's no longer living, of course, which is obviously sad. He was just a terrific painter. He didn't only paint the human body. He also painted animals and his back garden and still lifes occasionally. But that's certainly what he was best known for. And he really was an extraordinary painter. He was pretty well known from early on in the UK. He moved in extraordinary circles and had a reputation partly because of his family history. But he really didn't become famous, certainly not in the US, until the late 80s. And, you know, after that, his reputation just soared. He had a show first at the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington and then at the Metropolitan in New York, and a kind of almost a cult following developed. I first saw his work in Australia, actually, in the 90s, and it made a huge impact on me. It just has such a sort of visceral effect. Very, very powerful painter.
Well, let's talk more about why. And by the way, we'll have some of his paintings at hereandnow.org. But The Guardian writes, Lucian Freud's often unsettling nude portraits have remapped the human body as profoundly as Sigmund Freud remapped the mind. And just take that word unsettling there, because sometimes, you know, the word uncomfortable would come up to me, unflinching. How would you describe, for those who, you know, aren't looking at the website right now, how would you describe them?
Well, you know, I think there's a bit of a misperception. I think he does have a reputation as being someone who is almost obsessed with the mortality of human flesh and had quite a sort of cruel gaze, and they often sort of impose that on his personality as well. He had a reputation as something of a recluse and was, you know, good fodder for tabloid gossip in the UK. In fact, you know, I don't think that's what his art was about. He only painted from the people he knew incredibly well and to whom he was very close and who he liked almost always. He was fiercely anti-sentimental, I suppose you would say. But that's not the same as being kind of cruel, and I don't think he was at all.
Well, you know, he painted model Kate Moss, Francis Bacon, the Queen, but he rejected requests from Princess Diana and Pope John Paul II, we understand. And those who think he could lean too cruel would say, you know, maybe he did them a favor, you know, by saying, I'm not going to paint you. But let's talk about Sue Tilley, one of his models. She was a benefits supervisor for a business in London and sat for him over 4 years. He produced four paintings. One was titled Benefits Supervisor Sleeping. It sold for $33 million a couple years ago.
It used to be owned by John McEnroe, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, but describe it. A large woman asleep on a couch, naked. It's not, as you said, it's not sentimental.
Yeah, well, you know, he painted her a few times and he etched her as well. She's a huge woman. He was just interested in human flesh in all its forms. He painted all kinds of people, not just, you know, the Queen and Kate Moss, but much more commonly, friends, fellow writers, and so on. But yes, he did love, you know, getting paint to really sort of embody human flesh, and had a wonderful ability through his brushstrokes to convey a sense of, you know, all the surging fluids that sort of go on beneath the flesh, and all you know, rashes and skin diseases.
Ew.
And, you know, I mean, it sounds awful, but when we all look at each other closely, you know, and at ourselves, you know, these things are all there. And It was funny. He talked. I think he admired Degas, who's got a show of his nudes coming up here in Boston pretty soon, to which Lucian has contributed a sort of interview. Degas talked about, you know, wanting to paint women as if they were animals licking themselves. Which is often seen as sort of misogynistic or something. I don't think it was like that. I think, you know, the same thing was going on with Lucian. He wanted to. He told me often that you know he was a biologist and. You know, he was interested in truth-telling. And the funny thing is that he didn't really have Degas' cold eye, his sort of cold superior eye. He was much more affectionate towards the people he painted. And he really believed that love was a phenomenon of attention. You know, it was one of his favorite quotes. And I think that's true. It was all about attending to people over a long period of time and observing them closely.
Love was a phenomenon of attention. And yet I just want to, I have to ask, because you talk about how he wanted to paint women. He painted his mother, his ex-wives, had very full life with women. And you know, he's the grandson of Freud. Many people feel that, you know, one of the subtexts of Freud's work was blaming women for everything, you know, blaming mother. There were a lot of, you know, people who aren't fans of Freud. And I'm wondering if people sort of drew that line to his grandson and saw some sort of psychological subtext in these paintings of, you know, his feelings about women.
From time to time they did. Absolutely. But, I, you know, as I say, I think they were mistaken. He knew his grandfather and has sort of very fond memories of him. He talked about his sense of humor and how he used to play tricks and pranks and so on. He said something lovely. He said, you know, how memory, laughter often seals your memory of someone. Well, that's how I feel about my grandfather. But he was, on the whole, very sort of wary of drawing any kind of connection. And I think he was very different. He was very anti-theorizing and so on. He was much more of a literalist in that sense.
Yeah. Well, an obituary in the Washington Post mentions that he married twice, as we said, divorced twice, had two daughters with his first wife, but at least 12 illegitimate children. I don't know what word there would be, but children out of wedlock. And that may be on the low side. In the 80s, he was often seen in the company of much younger women. And one of our colleagues said, well, see, he loves women. But some would say, well, maybe not. That implies he doesn't.
You could have the argument, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, I knew him very well over a fairly long period in London. And, you know, he painted his daughters and other children quite a lot. And they were all very fond of him. And there was an extraordinary loyalty towards him from almost all of them. I mean, there were fallings out with some. He was certainly not a great family man. No one would claim that. But
And I hate to ask you this in the last few seconds, but what's that like? You're young, an art critic. You recently won a Pulitzer, and you befriend Lucian Freud, or he you?
Well, I hadn't won a Pulitzer then, but no, it was a great experience. Easily the greatest experience, you know, professionally of my life, and personally probably too.
Well, then again, we're sorry for your loss. That's Sebastian Smee, Pulitzer Prize winning art critic for the Boston Globe. His book about Lucian Freud is titled Lucian Freud, and again, the artist died at the age of 88 this week in London.